fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 26th day of January, year of our Lord, 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that I think in not too distant future, every public school and many private schools will be doing every day, once again, like we used to. We begin our shows with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, listen carefully. It's going to be the same one every day this week up through Friday. Retreat, regroup, retrain, and re-equip. Get ready for the fight. It may be a kinetic fight. It's certainly going to be a political fight, so get ready. Work with your people. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friends Ann and Anita. They represent the group Voter Fraud is a Felony. The website is voterfraudisafelony.com. The telephone number, if you don't have internet access, you want to call up and get more information, is the following telephone number, 314-369-6144. Good morning, Ann and Anita.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, ladies. Well, we had an inauguration last Wednesday. The Republican Central Committee in my county, in Crawford County, we had our monthly meeting. Everybody looked like their puppy dog had died. I was hoping to give them some hope. But my friend Mike Adams is saying that the military may still do something once Biden's popularity has reduced maybe to 30% or below to save the civil disorder from getting too out of hand. I don't know what you've heard about that, but that's what Mike Adams is saying. So who wants to begin this discussion this morning, Ann or Anita?
Ann, you go first.
Well, I have been thinking this week about the famous line from Tip O'Neill, the former Speaker of the House, who said, all politics is local. And we must, and you said it quite well when we go back to our group, we regroup And we work within our communities, we work within our state, and we can make real change there because the effect we can have at the local level can be huge. I know that I have talked to many people in the, over the last couple of weeks who are, as you say, their puppy dog has died, but they're also outraged and they want to get involved. And let's harness this fire and make some efforts in within our community. And so I recommend that everyone start to find out their local leaders, get to know them, and get some efforts done. As for what's going to happen in the military, well, yesterday the administration issued an executive order changing the rule on transgender and in the military, which has only one purpose, which is to undermine and destroy the effectiveness of our military. So I think it's all the more important that we do what we can to keep our own communities on the right path.
Well, if you want to make American soldiers upset with the President of the United States, you go ahead and implement a policy like they just implemented. What's your follow-up, Anita?
Well, the another way of saying what Ann is saying is that you've got to work within your circle of influence. You may not be able to do anything about what Biden is doing and all of his ridiculous executive orders and the fact that half of the country actually thinks he is president, but you can do things that you can influence yourself. And one of the first things I need you to start with, or I think everyone should start with, is securing their own computer, their own networks and how they communicate. And you know, we talked about that a couple weeks ago with this app that my son's making, but in the meantime, until that thing is ready and going, there's a lot of other things you can do. You can use a VPN. Everyone should absolutely use that. If you don't know how to do that, call me. I will walk you through it. You need to deplatform Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the rest of them. Change your search engine. Right now, almost everyone still uses Google. Even conservative people are still using Google. I'm like, what are you doing? Stop. Don't do that anymore. Change your search engine to DuckDuckGo. That's an excellent one. Swiss Cows is another one. That's based in Switzerland. You need to change your browser. Most people still use Google Chrome. And you need to get your browser out of there. You can use Brave. Brave is an excellent open source browser. So if you do those little things, like Facebook, which owns WhatsApp, they are changing their privacy policy in the next week. And that privacy policy basically means that all of your data and contacts will be shared with Facebook. And they now have a record of it. And it's, I mean, this stuff is serious. So get rid of WhatsApp. Put Signal on your phone and start communicating with Signal. All of these things you can do right now. If you've got a Gmail account, if it's, you know, if you have a Gmail account that says your name at gmail.com, if it ends with gmail.com, you have a Gmail account, get rid of that Gmail account. And don't use it. They are collecting data on you. And it's this is not some conspiracy, ooh, they're collecting data. They really are collecting data, and they're using it against you. So, you know, those are just five things you could do right now that's going to deplatform these people who are trying to harm our country. And the only power they have is the power that we give them. So deplatform them, take away the power, and start cleaning up at home first.
Good. That's good advice. Where do we go from here?
Well, I think what Anita is saying about the tech and the ability of the tech to take over our lives and find out, have all of our privacy. I like the idea that you sign a privacy agreement and that destroys your own personal privacy is what happens, kind of like when you sign a health agreement and you lose your health privacy and everybody else gets it. But I do think that we should go to our state legislators and ask them for help on the this high-tech thing, because our state legislators, if you live in a state that has a majority Republican state legislator, they can do something about the tech people canceling conservatives. And I think that can be a way for us to pursue this, because we need to stop the censorship and canceling of conservatives. And bills have been introduced in several states, including Mississippi and North Dakota, intended to stop online discrimination on political grounds. And I think that is a way that we can push back, because they think we are cornered, and we have to show that we're not cornered.
Absolutely. Yes, don't just attack this problem from one angle. There are a bunch of different angles, and whatever you feel comfortable with, whatever field you feel comfortable in, you need to focus on that.
So in other words, the way to go with stopping big tech censorship is for us to continue with our free speech. And we have to have free reach of our free speech in order for it to be effective. And that's why we have to get out there and say it. And if we can get a critical mass of states to enact the legislation that ensures that our voices are not canceled, we can do something and have an effect and continue to have an effect.
Yes, we have to keep talking. We have to. But agreed. Keep your own data secure while you're talking.
Agreed. Well, abandoning the big tech platforms and going to alternative platforms that don't censor and don't and grab our information is absolutely what needs to be done, ladies. I absolutely agree.
Yes.
Of course, we'll see how the big tech has gone after any platform that does allow free speech. I mean, they're trying to deplatform them, and they by canceling them and removing their apps. But you know, if there are 75 million people out there who want to talk and talk a language that isn't censored by the left, we do have the power.
Yes, we do. And you know, I think in the second quarter of last year, Facebook censored 22 million posts, which is just astounding, because they said it was hate speech. Yet the hashtag kill all men was not considered hate speech. So, you know, you're dealing with incredible standards here, and you cannot win a game when the referee controls the rules and changes them forever for whomever they whip. You've got to walk away from the game and say, I'm not playing anymore. So we have to
stop playing Facebook
games.
In the last 24 hours, Facebook has banned Bible quotations. Have either of you heard about that?
I have not heard that.
Ann?
It becomes where you don't know if the news is farcical or if it's actually real, because they keep pushing the limits to ways that you don't expect. And no, I hadn't heard that, but given the way the trajectory of how hard they're trying to suppress our voices, it wouldn't surprise me.
Well, this morning I read an article that someone said that just reading the Bible about how God destroyed Sodom was considered hate speech. And anybody who quotes that particular passage in the Bible where Sodom was destroyed should be put in jail for hate speech. And I did hear that this morning. And that was a direct article from an opinion about a Christian song that should be banned.
Well, in Canada, they're already doing similar things. I don't know if it's that, exactly that, but they're already doing similar things in Canada.
So you've got to protect your speech. Absolutely. Use the VPN. Get off of Facebook, Instagram, and the rest of these things, and get on a different platform that you can actually communicate without the big brother checking in on you. And I'm serious when I say call me and I will help you, because my husband is not a techie. So we had to go through all these things on his phone and his computer very slowly to get him safe.
Well, good. And you got it done.
And we got it done. It took about 6 hours, but we got it done.
Outstanding. Well, I'm glad to hear that. So the group voter fraud is a felony. What's the direction you're going to be going now? What's your two or three top goals there, Ann?
Well, I think it's still critically important to protect our elections, and that's why I'm so encouraging people to start at the local and state level in order to protect our elections, because we need integrity at every election. And I've heard from people who say, that's it, I'm never voting again. No, that is not the answer. Is not to walk away. The answer is vote in every election, including dog catcher. And not only that, become an election worker, become an election judge, and make sure that your community is clean and has election integrity. That is something that every person who's listening on this radio can do and should do, because that is the founding block of protecting our country.
Now, remember, none of this voter fraud could have happened if it were not for these corrupt election judges and these local judges. None of it could have happened without corrupt election commissions, which means you can stop the voter fraud at a local level if you become an election judge and if you get on the election commission.
Well, ladies, it's fairly easy to meet your state representative and even your state senator and encourage them to outlaw Dominion voting machines and mail-in ballots in your state. That would be a good thing, wouldn't it?
Not only that, but also clean up the election rolls and encourage in-person voting, which is a more secure way to vote. And there, the steps to reform our elections is so critical, whether it is reducing the number of absentee ballots or making absentee ballots more secure, mail-in ballots more secure by notarizing. Any kind of mail drop, election drop box has to be guard 24 hours a day. It cannot be an open box that anybody can throw anything in or remove. I mean, all of these things are things that we can do at our state and local level.
Yes, and the fight is not over. Yes, they won, but just because they had massive corruption in this last election does not mean that it has to continue. We do not have to let that be a defining, continuing thing for the rest of our lives just because we lost that one battle.
Well, there were seven states
where it's
very, very problematic, ladies, and it, the seven states in question are well known. And I'm not sure what can be done there. The other 43 states, there's a lot more hope that things could be done. But those seven states, what needs to be changed can't, because the people in charge can win every election. The people that need to make the change can't be beaten, since they control how the ballots are issued and how they're counted. But the other 43 states, yes, I absolutely agree. Something can be done.
Well, I would like to hope that in those seven states something could be done also. It's a little bit, it's a different path. Because they are so corrupt.
What would that path be?
Well, the path is that
for those seven states,
they are violating federal law. And there are still a few federal people in those states who see what's going on. And with a few undercover operations, they can be cleaned up. You know, I think people forget that in Pennsylvania, They've arrested and put in jail 60, 70 people.
You get the evidence and you present it to whom? The same federal judges that wouldn't hear anything in the last 3 months?
No. You have to, but there are routes. Let's just say that there are routes that you can use to clean it up. They're just much harder. So it's very important to not ever let your state get in that condition, because then it gets very, very difficult, not impossible, but difficult to clean up.
Okay, hold on. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 26th of January. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Nice $50 discount on EMP Shield devices at my website. Visiting with Ann and Anita, representing Voter Fraud is a Felony. The website's voterfraudisafelony.com. The telephone number is 314-369-6144. I say again, 314-369-6144. And we're talking about how we can recover our republic, aren't we, Ann and Anita?
I think it's so important that your listeners get a message of hope and encouragement. Yes, we have been down and depressed, but we need to channel this energy into what we can do to make America better, and we can do it, but not if we go hide ourselves in our corner and cry. We have to get out and be beacons of hope and encouragement, because within your circle of influence, your friends and neighbors need you to be a light.
Absolutely. It's really important. This a republic is important. A republic's important for the rest of the world, and we're losing it. But that doesn't mean we have to stay on this path. We don't. God allows U-turns. We just need to make that U-turn, and we need to talk with people, transfer some energy, do the hard stuff, put the work in, and we'll see the rewards. And yes, we might lose a few more battles, but that doesn't mean we're going to lose this war.
I actually think there's great energy out there of people who want to be engaged and do something. And so so I got together with a group of people last week, and the energy in the room was palpable because they were so, they care and love about, they love this country. And so I encourage each of you who is listening to this show to just call up 10 people, get together, and you will feel better at the end.
Absolutely. It's true. When you connect with other people, you'll see that there's always hope, because there are always good people. You just have to find them.
I mean, that was the purpose of the planned shutdown of last year, was to keep us from communicating. And now we've been shut down on our social media, so it's back to getting together in little cells where we can actually go eyeball to eyeball and talk and communicate with people. And if you get your little group of 10 people together, write up the list of what you want to see changed on election integrity or legislation within your community, in your state, and then you go and call on your elected representatives. That is power, and that is power we should harness.
I absolutely agree, lady. Absolutely agree. 60 seconds for each of you to wrap it up.
Go for it, Anita.
Okay. Work on your in-house stuff first. Get your tech under control, and then do exactly what Ann's saying. Put out the energy to call some people. So it might be uncomfortable for some people, but try it. Your strength in numbers. And don't give up. We just lost a battle. We have not lost the war.
I know we haven't lost the war, because I know so many people who are more energized now than ever before.
Well said, Ann. Well said, yeah. Anita. Well, we'll
and
keep...
And if you want more help, call me.
That number is 314-369-6144. Well, thank you, ladies, as always. I look forward to having you back next Tuesday, and we'll get some updates from you.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Ann and Anita, voterfraudisafelony.com. I say again, voterfraudisafelony.com. They're doing some excellent work, and they deserve your support. And just give them a call. They might be able to stimulate some thoughts on your end that you could do some good in your county. Keep it at the county level. That's where the action is. And we can win this. It's not going to be easy. I suggest you listen to Mike Adams' update for January 25th, his situation update. It gave me hope, and I hope, I believe it will probably give you hope as well of what's coming. It's going to be historical. It won't be easy. It'll be scary at some points, but it has to happen. Otherwise, we're going to lose this republic forever. That's exactly where we are. So we all need to become aware of this, do what we can at the precinct level, at the county level, and of course at the state level as well, to save our republic. Okay, 5 hour break's coming up here pretty in a moment. We'll have Leon Green with us, top of the hour. Leon Green and I will be joined by Steve Ben-Noon, and we'll be talking about all the things that are going on the national and international scene. That's what we'll be talking about. I hope you can join us. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, let us, therefore, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 26th day of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have a lot there. I talked to Sky Huddleston, the proprietor of the Rocket Heater Stove Company. My rocket heater will be ready for me to pick up one day next week. As far as we know, it's the only wood-burning stove that burns both wood pellets and twigs. How about that? It's an amazing piece of equipment. Also, my website, if you've got arthritis pain, I do have something that will help you. I do, seriously. Do you have sleep issues? The same thing I've got will help you. It's called the Energy Cleaner. Only $285, shipping included, American zip codes. We do have back orders. For all you folks waiting out there, there's about 35 of you waiting. Tom Berryhill has promised delivery this week, and I'm holding him to it. We've had a 300% increase in sales. It's straining our capabilities. I just took delivery yesterday of 16 mattress pads, by the way. So if you want relief from arthritis pain, get a better night's sleep, place your order for your energy cleaner. I'll get it out just as quick as I can. You can place your order right at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can mail me a check. My address is right there. And keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We are patient waiting to green with my friend Leon Green. Leon began a quest more than a decade ago to become quite knowledgeable, quite expert in everything to do with doTERRA essential oils and their fine line of products. Good morning, Leon.
Morning, John. How you doing, sir?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
Well, that's good to hear.
Well, Leon, we're into the last few days of the first month of the year. Americans, traditionally start paying attention to their health around Christmas, and by the second week of January, they've moved on to something else more important, like professional sports or watching some game show on TV. But things are different. That's traditionally been the way it's been. With the COVID, people are paying more attention to their health than they typically ever do, don't they, sir?
Yes, sir. And you know, when they talk about, you hear about the woke crowd. Well, people are waking up to the realism that perverted science that Churchill was talking about earlier is actually evident now, and how bizarre, you know, they're doing these plug-and-play. Moderna's website even says that, you know, that this is not even a vaccine. It's just a plug-and-play program that allows you to pretty much change your physiology in your DNA. That's how bizarre it is. And you can actually go to Moderna ATX and see it. It's bizarre. I could not believe it. Dr. B and his son Austin were talking about it earlier. I sent you audio of it. It was just incredible.
Well, I talked to Dr. B last night, Dr. Ted Brewer, and he's going to be on my show Friday, second hour. Our primary focus is going to be on the vaccines, and he's going to explain in simple terms how this vaccine will kill you. And it's going to be a very important show. I want to get this announcement out to as many people as possible. Also, I should mention Friday evening at 6 p.m. at the Oak Hill Chapel in French Village, Missouri, at 6 p.m. There'll be a documentary shown, and the producers of the documentary will be there. It's a documentary on how socialism and communism has destroyed the country of Venezuela. The producers are native Venezuelans themselves who have immigrated legally to Missouri and the United States. So it'll be a great documentary. But the second hour Friday, Leon, Dr. Ted Brewer will expose and educate everybody. And in our conversation last night, it made perfect sense in real simple terms how these vaccines will kill people and help the New World Order achieve their goal of depopulation worldwide, because these vaccines are being distributed worldwide, aren't they, sir?
Absolutely. And even even the mayor of Seattle has said, hey, we're going to allocate funds to the fire department to go house to house. That's just insane. Excuse me. That's just insane that they would do that, but that's the first major city that's already done that. I mean, we know about Operation Warp Speed in the military application, but, you know, for a big city to say, yeah, we're going to divert firemen from their duties to go jab somebody, is just incredible.
Well, we've had many vaccines in the past, flu vaccines. This is just another flu for most people. There is a percentage of people, 2 or 3%, that really, really get sick, and 0.23% who die, which clearly means it's not a pandemic. Any disease that kills 0.23% of the people that get it is, by definition, not a pandemic, is it, Leon?
Absolutely. And so in the way they've changed the numbers, and it's been confirmed by the CDC and other outlets, no, this is not a pandemic. They just, because the mainstream media is just so bought and paid for by the big pharma, you know, they pretty much lied about what's the truth, and they've converted death certificates and suicides and you know, even hangings to, oh, yeah, they had COVID. Oh, and so it's insane that it is a, it's not a pandemic by any stretch, but this is all part of the agenda and the narrative. So that's why it's important that you have this education with Dr. B and John Moore are going to educate you, and I'll be listening to that show as well. I've learned so much from those two. Thanks a lot for connecting me.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Brewer, you know, you and I, Lynn, we were both his house guests down in Orlando. It's not quite a year ago. It was February last year. Very gracious host, him and his wife. And he's doing a great job educating tens of thousands of people, isn't he, sir?
Yes, sir. And, you know, just that short interaction. And I took a little while to get started listening to him. And you know, I've ordered from him recently. And so I'm excited about, you know, promoting him and learning so much more. And so, you know, he started off just teaching people about, you know, Health Masters, specifically in medical, but he realizes how much politics reaches into your life and affects it through vaccines, through the chemicals that, you know, that are in the drugs. So, you know, a lot of times you talk to kids about politics, they don't want to hear about it. They're like, ah, it's all fogey stuff. Until, you know, it's like, okay, roll up your sleeve. And then it's no longer old fogies because it affects you. This vaccine is so bad, they've even said that any male that expects to have babies, they have to wait 28 days because it affects their sperm that badly. They have to wait 28 days. So hopefully you'll bring that up as well.
That's a cycle. A man has all new sperm every 28 days. Well, Leon... These vaccines, they've attempted before to make them, and the previous attempts were the animal experiments. They had to stop all of them because all the animals were dying. And they're doing the same mm-hmm. thing now, except no animal experiments. They're just putting them directly into human beings. But what the important thing in this part of our conversation is that optimal health and energy and productivity can be achieved by not using pharmaceutical products, instead using essential oils, doTERRA essential oils. And here's how you get started, ladies and gentlemen, to do what Leon and I do. First of all, at my website at thelibertyman.com, you'll find the doTERRA oils under products. This is your portal. This is the beginning point. And if you decide you want to get involved with getting the oils, what you want to do is look at the kits. The kits will give you the most oils for the least amount of money. So we don't encourage people to go into debt if you choose to. It's a personal decision. But get the biggest kit you can afford. That's number one. Number two, get two different volumes of the same book. Why two different volumes? Well, here's why. The fifth edition says things we're not allowed to say anymore. And the 12th edition has all the latest oils in it that are being produced by doTERRA. So you want both, the fifth and the 12th editions. Right, Leon?
Yes, sir.
And you can get those on Amazon.com. That's where I got mine. And there's a bonus here, and that would be Leon Green himself. If you need a private coaching session on what oils to get, give Leon a call. If you'd like to have a new stream of income, which is important for many families, to make doTERRA a business for yourself and your family, then Leon can help you with that. And he'll be glad to take your call at what number, Leon?
303-495-2188 Mountain Time.
Okay, that's 303-495-2188. Both reasons for calling Leon are excellent reasons. If he doesn't pick up because he's busy doing some work at his preparedness location, he'll get back with you. Just leave a message. He'll get back with you and get you on the right track with either private coaching or give you the information you need to get started as a doTERRA dealer like I am and like Leon is. It's just a win-win situation. You get access to the oils that will help you stay healthy as they've helped people for many thousands of years. The essential oils are mentioned in the Bible more than 300 times. You know, they don't waste time in the Bible putting things in there like chocolate chip cookie recipes. They only have important stuff in the Bible, don't they, Leon?
Yes, sir. I've not seen the chocolate chip cookie recipes, but I have seen the anointed oil recipe in the Bible. They talk about, you know, spikenard and frankincense and hyssop. So, yes, you're right. And a lot of people who've, you know, reached out to me in the last month or two have asked, and then some of them want to hear about it. So I've sent them the Oils of the Bible webinar. So I ask people, open your Bible, and then as you read through or you watch the webinar and listen to it, you'll see the description of the anointing oil, when they anointed King David and Samuel. And so it goes in depth, and it's quite interesting. It's only about 35 minutes long, and it's a lot of people have been like, wow, I didn't realize how. And so it really brings the Bible alive when you realize how much, you know, they talk about Rose of Sharon, spikenard, cassia, lavender. It's a lot of fun to do that, especially with children, because, you know, and especially if you have the oils with you, then you can make it a visual and a audible, along with a, which is unusual, to be able to read a book and smell the oils that you hear in the book, which is pretty cool.
It is. It is. And that's everything about the doTERRA oils is pretty cool. I was talking to somebody yesterday about the deep blue and how once you're finished applying it, you want to be sure you wash your hands. And that's true of all these oils. They are so concentrated and so hot that if you neglect to wash your hands, if you've got the in these oils on your hands, the majority of them anyway, and you touch your mucous membrane, eyes, nose, mouth, you'll regret it, won't you, Lynn?
Yes, I mean, when you think about like oregano and lemongrass and cassia and cinnamon, yes, those can be kind of sensitive because of how, you're right, how concentrated the oils, if they are specifically the oil by themselves, single oil, especially by doTERRA, it is 100% oil. So peppermint, it's equivalent to drinking, how strong it is, it's between 50 and 70 times more concentrated than the underlying plant. And it's equivalent to drinking 28 cups of peppermint tea. So it's very, it's
well,
very
one
strong.
Cup of peppermint tea is invigorating. I can't imagine the strength of, well, I can't, actually can, because I keep peppermint oil in both my vehicles so that if I need to get my level of alertness up quite a bit, I just put a little bit under my nostrils and I get perked up just like having a drink of coffee, maybe better.
Mm-hmm. With no headache attached to it. As a matter of fact, peppermint is phenomenal for headaches. People put it on their temples and most headaches are caused because of dehydration, but if you're driving for hours and hours, it's like when you used to make your road trip to Washington. I remember you'd cut through Colorado and Johnstown and do a radio show and keep on going up north. And right. When he found out how invigorating this vasodilator is, you know, it's funny to see how much your grandson uses it in Deep Blue. And so now, when I was using oils last night, I thought about your grandson running down the track and football and how much he used it and converted his team to it. So it's really good to see how much, you know, one drop can change somebody's life.
Absolutely. It was his secret weapon, playing football and running track, both. And it can be your secret weapon also, ladies and gentlemen, peppermint and the other oils to help you have the life that you want. Most Americans over age 50 are taking at least one prescription med, and by the time people are 60, they're taking 5 and 6. We got a call on hold here, Leon. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, John and Leon.
Morning.
I wanted to ask Leon if he is what he knows, or if he has heard or thought about the oregano oil being used against this COVID-19. Dr. Cass Ingram was on Rick Adams' show this weekend talking about it and also talking about the loss of the sense of smell. He said in autopsies, up at the top of the nose, where the bridge of the nose, way up in there, there is damage to a palate or whatever region there that is regarding the senses. And I thought this was a very, very good information that, you know, I haven't really heard. This autopsy information is very interesting, but have you considered oregano oil use and its effectiveness?
I know that oregano oil, which has eugenol in it, along with cinnamon, those two, and oregano also has carvacrol, but those two oils are extremely effective. They're considered super antibiotics when it comes to to bacteria, viruses, and parasites, as well as fungus. So those two alone address all four forms of vectors that we know. So yes, we'll continue. Okay.
Hold
on. Hey, John, I can hold on for a second. Got one more thing.
Sure, okay. Hold on. We'll be right there.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down in the cauldron where a foe many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 26th of January. Dave, you got a further comment, sir?
Yes, regarding, I think he was suggesting a missed application of this oregano oil with micellized, in a micelle aqueous solution, I believe. So it would be diluted. I mean, you're not shooting this stuff straight up our nostrils for sure. And if you really want to try a great experiment, try clove oil up the nostrils. I think that would be more shocking.
You're right, clove oil, because of how well it does in it, you know, deadens, you know, it partially deadens the nerves for you know, 2 or 3 hours, and it's very effective for people who are doing, you know, dental surgery and things like that. That's why doctors still use it now. I mean, I went to get a cleaning, and I asked the doctor about it, and he's like, "Yeah, we still have clove oil in an hour." You know, they had super duper panoramic X-rays and 24. You know, shots and, you know, 24 pictures. And I'm like, "You still use clove oil?" And I said, "Yes, it's highly effective." So, you know, for people who are enlightened, they know about it. And so when you were asking about this loss of sense of smell, I don't know about the autopsies. I'd like to look at Dr. Katz's information or research. That'd be great to see. And who was the other person you said she had talked to or described? There's another gentleman I heard.
Well, Dr. Cass Ingram was on Rick Adams' show on Saturday. Same. He has a show Saturday afternoon, about 1 p.m. Central, for 2 hours. And I think Cass was on for the first hour and 15 minutes. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will listen.
And he mentioned that information. Awesome. Yeah.
And see, when I was at SHOT Show last year, you know, I run into some people from China. And these people didn't speak Chinese. I mean, these are some people from Hunan, and I even got COVID. And so I do personally know about the loss of smell and the loss of taste. And typically, it happened to me directly.
Yeah, so you recovered from it, Leon.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and so I used the On Guard very much.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, they also applied it by spray to the back of the throat to people who were working with sick people with COVID. Mm-hmm. And when they got a scratchy back of the throat, it eliminated it. Not that your On Guard wouldn't work or other things as well. The only other thing I can mention is that with 400,000 claimed as dead, I don't view this as a minor illness. And it's very severe for certain people. We don't know what the numbers are, but I think any attempt to minimize the danger due to this disease is not exactly a wise thing to do. To overemphasize it as well, is it?
Because it's not real. It's not real. Dave, thank you.
Yes, it is, John, real.
It is not real. It is not real. 0.23%. Okay, we're going to top the hour break. We'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Mm-hmm.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.